This is a statement of Tasha Anderson. Today's date's November the 6th. The time is about a few minutes after 10 in the evening. The statement is being taken at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Sacramento. Sanderson, would you acknowledge for the tape that you're aware I'm tape recording your statement?
Yeah, I'm aware.
And you're aware that it's a sworn statement and that when we get to the end of it, you'll be asked to swear that the statements you made are true?
Yes.
Okay. I've identified myself to Ms. Anderson as Bill Branscombe, a private investigator employed by the law firm of Robert Bernhoft out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. The law firm of Robert Bernhoft having an interest in an individual that she knows as Troy Stratus. Ms. Anderson, when did you first meet Troy Stratus?
January of 2007, okay. At dinner, I remember.
And how was it that you came to be out to dinner?
Tara had just recently gotten a temporary employment by him, and he wanted me to come to dinner and hear about the plans.
Okay. And by Tara, you mean Tara Graham?
Yes, Tara Graham.
Okay. What happened from there?
He told us like what his plans were in Florida and about the other stuff in Canada he was going to do.
What was he going to do in Canada?
A company called O2.
O2.
He was going to make a bar for oxygen masks. Kind of like, I don't know, like a bar for oxygen. Supposed to take over the world, I guess. But that never happened.
Okay. Actually, nobody else has actually talked about that.
No?
So. I guess probably just because I didn't know to ask, but so this O2 is intended to be a bar, a fresh air bar.
Yeah, fresh air bar. Mm-hmm. For kids and adults, for everyone.
Do you see that as happening?
No. No money to do that.
What other plans and projects did Troy talk to you about?
Just in Florida. It was a big thing in Florida. He was going to have everyone move down there, and that's where the whole business was going to start off, and with his next level media and stuff. So that's
and
about
did
it.
Did you go to Florida?
I went to Florida, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How did that work for you?
It was really stressful, actually. I wanted to leave basically immediately when we got there.
And why was it stressful?
He's just a stressful man. A lot of demands. Everything had to be perfect in every single way, and if it wasn't, it was all over. He was upset about everything.
Did he make any representations to you as far as his personal finances or net worth?
Yeah. He said he was a billionaire, basically. What he tells everyone.
And you have any idea, did he make any representations as far as where that $1 billion came from?
No. Mm-mm.
Do you believe he's a billionaire?
No. I think he has no money and it's all everyone else's money.
What business do you think he's in?
Scamming everyone? That's about it. No real business. It's all talk.
You think he's an honest man?
No, never.
Okay. Do you know anything? You know who Nicole Murphy is?
Yes.
Do you know anything about his dealings with Nicole Murphy?
I know that they dated in high school and they were best friends. That's all I knew. And I knew that he was holding her accounts or managing her accounts for.
Did you know anything about Collection X?
No. Mm-mm.
Do you know what Collection X is?
No.
Okay. Collection X was one of his ideas about jewelry of celebrity ex-wives. It was going to be various collections of jewelry belonging to various celebrity ex-wives, as I understand it. Did you ever see any jewelry that belonged to Nicole?
Yes.
What did you see?
Probably about 3 or 4 rings, a few necklaces, a couple bracelets. That's about it.
And how did you come to see those?
He took them out of a box and told me and Tara to take pictures of them.
Okay. Now, that box, was that in California or Florida?
It was in Florida.
You know where that box was normally kept?
No. I want to say that it came from California, though. I think we shipped it with us when we went to Florida. Okay. I think it came from the truck.
And when you say we went to Florida, you and Tara?
Me and Tara, yeah.
We drove the truck to Florida with his personal possessions. And at some time then, while he's in Florida, while you're all in Florida, he showed you a box of jewelry that he represented to be Nicole's?
Mm-hmm. He said it was Nicole's jewelry.
And he wanted you to photograph it and inventory it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you do that?
No. He quickly changed his mind and made us go put it away upstairs by his bed.
Were you actually an employee of Next Level Media?
No. Mm-mm.
Did he pay you for whatever you were doing?
He paid me a little bit, about $500, but that was only half of what he said he was going to pay me.
So essentially, you were there because Tara was there?
Right.
Mm-hmm. When and why did you leave?
He just decided one day that we were going to go home, and we left on Valentine's Day. We got home on Valentine's Day.
You drove back?
No,
back?
He flew us back.
Is there anything I haven't asked you that I should have asked you? Anything you want to say that I didn't give you an opportunity to say?
Not that I can think of, no.
Anybody offer you anything or threaten you with anything to get you to make the statement?
No. Mm-mm.
You feel intimidated in any way?
No, not at all.
You know what perjury is?
No.
You know that it's actually a crime to make a statement under oath that's not true?
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Okay. Well, mindful of your obligation to tell the truth in a sworn statement, do you swear or affirm that the statements you've made here as you've recorded on the tape are true to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Completely and totally, yes.
Okay. Well, that will conclude the statement of Tasha Anderson. The time is now about 11 minutes after 10 in the evening. Thank you very much.